Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمين الله في أرض.
Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of iRib English Radio, the program To My Brother. I'm Atta, the producer of this program, and at this moment, I invite you to listen to the Arabic text of Ziyara Aminullah along with the English translation. Please stay tuned.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم فاستجب دعائي واقبل ثنائي واجمع بيني وبين
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan, and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the folly, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إنك على كل شيء قدير.
Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program is To My Brother, and we are discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali, the son of Abu Talib, alayhi salam. Dear friends, we live in a world which is unfortunately full of chaos and darkness, oppression and tyranny. It seems like any part of the world where we go and we look, we find wars, or we find famine, we find hunger and thirst, we find violence and aggression, we find that the masses of the people are downtrodden, they are oppressed, they don't have the means to live a prosperous, a satisfied life. Whether we go to the east or we go to the west, it seems like everybody is engulfed in these veils of darkness and ignorance. And for some reason, it seems that despite the so-called modernity of the so-called civilized world, we are still finding a great lack in the moral and technological and educational processes of humanity. We find that despite this great technological advancement, when it comes to the moral and ethical concepts, people are really falling short upon them. And even technology, we find, is not all that great. We come up with some new piece of technology, and then a few years later, we find out how harmful it was to us all. When it comes to the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, it seems like Imam Ali was able to see the trajectory of humanity. And so based upon this trajectory of humanity, he put forth pieces of advice. Advice, of course, which were and are an integral part of the personality of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Case in point is the Holy Quran. When we talk about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, of course, the Holy Quran was an integral part of his persona. He was the living, breathing, walking, talking Holy Quran. And speaking about the Holy Quran, Imam Ali says that the Holy Quran has a wonderful outward and a profound inward. Its wonders are imperishable, and its amazing points are infinite. The darkness of ignorance and the insufficiency of human thoughts are illuminated by this very Quran. And so would it not be proper and appropriate for us to make the Holy Quran an integral part of our persona, just as Imam Ali alayhi salam made the Holy Quran an integral part of his persona? A very thought-provoking lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother. My name is Muhammad. After returning from the Battle of Siffin, Imam Ali gave certain pieces of advice to one of his sons. Historians consider him to be Imam Hassan alayhi salam, while others are of the opinion that he was Muhammadul Hanafiya. He wrote this letter in the form of a will. They deal with almost every aspect of life, which goes a long way to make a man successful in life, brave, humane, generous, virtuous, and pious. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the last will of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. My dear son, Allah has explained himself. Nobody is a partner to him in his domain, might, and glory. He is eternal, has always been, and shall always be. He existed even before the universe came into being, but there is no beginning to his existence. He shall remain when every other thing shall vanish, and there shall be no end to his existence. His glory in his existence is so supreme, preeminent, transcendent, incomparable, and excellent that it is beyond the grasp of intellects. No one can understand or visualize him. When you have accepted these facts, then your behavior, so far as his commands are concerned, should be that of a person who realizes that his status, power, and position is nothing when compared to that of his Lord, who wants to gain his blessings through prayers and obedience, who fears his wrath as well as his punishments, and who absolutely in need of his help and protection. Remember, my son, Allah has not ordered you to do anything but that which is good and which propagates goodness, and He has not prohibited you from anything but that which is bad and will bring about bad effects.
We invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen, and that is the universal aspect of his personality. One of the examples of how he treated non-Muslims, a person by the name of Ash-Shu'bi says once, Amir al-Mu'minin found that an armor that he had lost while he was traveling to Siffin, he found it with a Christian in Kufa. Remember, he's Khalifat al-Muslimin, he's head of the Muslim empire of the time. So he goes to him and he says, you know, this is mine. And he says, no, this belongs to me. So Ali says, okay, let's go to the judge. Qazi Shuray, who was appointed by Amir al-Mu'minin, well, he was appointed in the previous administration, but Amir al-Mu'minin maintained him in his position with certain conditions. And so Amir al-Mu'mineen takes this Christian subject of his own empire, and he is the, you know, ruler of the time, to the judge. وَجَلَسَ إِلَى جَانِبِهِ He goes to the Qazi and he sits beside this Christian. And then basically he told the judge, and this is where we see that he didn't say, Qazi, that because I am Khalifat al-Muslimin, I am the head of the state here, give me a special seat. Maybe you sit here, I'll sit there. No, he was the judge, and Ali had gone there as a claimant with this person against whom he had the complaint. So he's sitting with him. And so he says, هَذَهِ دَرْعِي هَذَهِ دَرْعِي This is my armor. And the Christian says, مَا هِيَ إِلَّا دَرْعِي This is mine. Can you imagine saying to the ruler of the time, especially when there were no human rights tribunals, nothing about minorities and this and that, saying, this is mine? Where the ruler is claiming, this is mine. But one point here, very interesting, is that although this person was a Christian, lived among Muslims, all collectively in the Eastern society, when the language is there, it has some beauty which we lose in the West. He says in his claim, in his response to the Qazi, he says, this is mine, this is surely mine. وَلَمْ يُكَذِّبْ عَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ He says, I'm claiming this is mine, and I'm not saying that he is a liar. Look at the adab. Sometimes you can disagree with someone without insulting the person. Learn from this Christian that he is making a claim. They say, this is mine. When you say, this is mine, and Ali is saying, this is mine, by implication, you are na'uzu billah saying that he is lying. So you want to make your claim, but you do not want that, you know, label of lying be applied on him. So he says, this is mine. And I'm not saying that he is lying. Maybe he's, you know, he made a mistake in identifying the item. And this is something we have to learn when we talk about, even if we have differences among ourselves, be polite. Give this positive, you know, side of the judgment to the opponent, even though you disagree with that person in that matter. The judge appointed by Ali says to Ali, Alaka bayyina? Do you have a proof or a witness to say this is yours? And Amir al-Mu'mineen qala la, wa huwa yadhak. And Ali was smiling. He said, no, I don't have any evidence, no receipt from the, you know, buyer or any documentation on this issue. And so the judge says then, you know, you Nasrani, you go, this is yours. And they left the court. The Christian took the armor, and after moving away a few steps, the conscience comes in, hits in. He turns back and goes to Amir al-Mu'min and he says, Ashhadu anna hadhihi ahkam al-anbiya. I bear testimony that what I saw today are the rulings brought by the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Amir al-Mu'mineen, qaddamani ila qadhihi wa qadhihi yaqda alayh. He says, the chief of the believers takes me to a judge who is appointed by him, and the judge rules against him. This is where we see the sense of justice, and this is where he says, you know, this is definitely coming from the ahkam of the anbiya. Thumma aslama. He became a Muslim there. It wasn't an issue of this armor that Ali was looking for. He became a Muslim. اعترفَ بأن الدرع سقطت من علي عند مصيره إلى صفين. And he confessed that this was an armor which fell down from Ali's horse in his journey towards Siffin, and I picked it up later on. So even he knew this was, you know, Ali's property. ففرح علي عليه السلام بإسلامه. Imam became very pleased with his Islam, gave him the armor, plus as a bonus, a horse with it. And this fellow became a companion of Amir al-Mu'mineen and fought alongside him against the Khawarij and became one of the shuhada in the way of Islam and in the way of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.